All right, guys. Hey, everybody! Look at me. I'm here at this water. I'm running for president. Hey, everyone. Water. Hey, I like your burger. You know what's cool? Me, and hey, sir, you over there? Hey, water burger. I'm running for president. I'm a big old faggot who's gonna be a gamer president. Yeah. Yeah, hey, what's going on, guys? I'm gonna be president.
Hey!
What? Who is that?
Hey!
Is that Dylan? Holy shit.
Kurt?
Yes?
Kurt, come here for a second. Come here for a second.
Okay.
Slide into my booth. You're probably wondering why I have a microphone here at Whataburger.
But
don't worry about it.
Why is the boot, like, covered in oil?
We were kind of playing this game because there's like a sewage waste out back, and we get a homeless guy and we kind of grease him up real nice and good, and we throw him into the sewage pit, and then we jump in after him, and the first person to get the greased up homeless guy wins $1,000.
So this oil is from you guys then?
No, it's from the homeless guy.
Oh.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess it's from us. Like, we put it on the homeless guy. It's not like we just did it. He agreed to it. I gave him, like, 2 or 3 cigarettes, and he was like, yeah, man, baby, oil me up.
All right. Okay. Homeless racing. I endorse that, actually. No.
It's not. You're misunderstood. It's not racing. It's kind of like more like Monkey in the Middle. You know, there's like 5 guys in the pool, and the homeless guy is trying to get away. It's kind of it's a really really literal analogy for poverty.
For poverty,
you know.
Oh.
Yeah, because we win $1,000, and the homeless guy, he just gets a few cigarettes. But honestly, he's going through a lot. He's getting dunked into the sewage. He's covered in hot oil. We put it on hot.
You put it on hot, so you deep fried a homeless person and played Monkey in the Middle with him.
Yeah, okay, it was great.
Fucking excellent. What are you doing here at the Water Bungler?
Well, I'm doing what any normal person who walks into this restaurant does is I'm eating. I'm not eating a burger, though. I'm having some chicken tendies.
Ooh, nice.
But you appear to be running for office?
Yeah. Did she hear me campaigning? I flew out of Florida, and you know, I'm here in San Antonio, and all of my fucking colleagues abandoned me for some reason. And so,
like, they abandoned you when you got here.
Yeah. So as soon as I landed in San Antonio,
I think I know what happened.
What happened?
When you got off the plane, what was, like, could you just remember what your first speech was? Was it, if your first speech was anything like what you just did now, you might not be getting any support in this state, or any of the states in this region of the U.S., they don't like faggots here.
Oh, they don't
like them very much.
I thought that was Mexicans that they don't like.
Actually, no, we're quite fond of Mexicans. Once you get up to Austin, it's the reverse. They don't like Mexicans, but they really like faggots up there.
All right, that makes sense. So,
Yeah.
All right, so you know something about fucking politics and shit, I guess. So, do you have any pointers on how I should run my thing?
I've got several. And let me tell you, I got a buddy who's in Washington, D.C., and he's starting a comptroller position. And he told me, you know how I got here? Luck. So what you have to do is get yourself a whole buttload of luck and roll it up into a bundle and put it inside of your mouth and swallow it deep down. That was a dream I had the other night, albeit it was shroom-induced, but I felt like it was kind of prophetic. And you know what? 3 weeks later, here you are in a Whataburger. What else could it possibly mean? But that's beside the point. My pointers for you are, when you're here in San Antonio, embrace your inner Chicano. You know, get out there and support the Spurs. People love the Spurs here. If you want to vote, tell them you're going to bring, like, Timmy Duncan and Manu back to the team. Tell them you won't rest until they're literally dying on the court, sinking baskets. Things like that will get you elected here. Things like the other thing? No. Maybe in New Mexico, but never here.
Okay. All right, so I have to like sports now? Is that what you're telling me?
You don't have to like it. You're a politician. You just have to pretend to like it. Don't you know anything about running for office?
All I know is that my platform is based upon video games and free enemas.
You're in the wrong city, dude. I tell you what, we should get in my car. It's right outside, and we should pop on up to Austin just for a little day trip, because that's where you're going to be most successful, I think.
Okay, well, we'll go do that. Gator sauce! We're like Baltimore. We fucking suck.
It's really not good.
Hey guys, this is me. Sorry, my lips broke yesterday. I'm Kurt. I'm your host, Kurt DeHurt, Kurt Burghardt, the man, the president, the Elgato. My pants are on backwards. Yeah, and sitting with me here in lovely Austin, Austin, Texas, is
I'm Dylan Bomba. Welcome. I'm with Real Diggers. You can find me on Instagram at Real Weird with It if you want to. Probably not though, but
Dylan,
don't do it.
Dylan, come here. Come here.
I'm coming.
We saved the plugs.
We saved that for the end. Yeah. You were just giving yourself all these nicknames. And I didn't have any other nicknames. Let me try again. Right. And you can cut it.
Yeah. Here in Austin, Texas, we're recording from a phone booth. With me is
Hi, I'm Dylan Bomba, and I am very claustrophobic. It's super tight in here. I'm pretty sure I feel Kurt's penis pressing up against the back of my leg. Why are we orientated butt to dick right now? Why are we not tip to tip or butt to butt?
I felt like spooning would be a better way to record a podcast. But standing up spooning, you know?
It's just I haven't seen you in a while, and I feel like this is like 45 minutes after we've seen each other. We're already spooning. This is probably the best date that I've been on in years.
What's a date? Is that like a fruit?
I think it's like a prune.
It's
like a prune. Yeah, it's what a prune was.
I thought dates were from palm trees or something.
I don't know anything about palm trees being from Texas, so...
Well, anyways, guys, this is a podcast, I think. What we do on the show is we fucking suck balls and we talk about beer. So, since you're our guest today, Dylan, all the way from San Antonio, Texas, now in Austin, Texas, can you please introduce our wonderful beer?
Well, today we have a wonderful, wonderful beer all the way from our brothers in the East, China. And the beer today that we're drinking is Tsingtao. I probably butchered it, but it's fine. I'm an American, and it's okay.
It's actually...
Brewed and bottled. How do you say it?
Tsingtao.
Sorry about that, Asia. It's Tsingtao, all of Asia, not just China. Tsingtao. Anyway, it's not the worst beer. I'm not a, you know, it's, I'm gonna drink. Here we go. Let's drink a little bit of it. Definitely a beer.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm gonna say, I've been wanting to review this beer for the longest time, but Gabe's a fucking idiot. And so is Dan, but that was Gabe's fault. So,
Gabe.
Yeah, fuck you, Gabe. I've been trying to get Tsingtao on the podcast for a while.
Tsingtao.
Yeah, that one. I've been trying to get it on the podcast because I felt like we need some Chinese representation on this show, you know.
Why? Just because our president bows to every single fucking... Doesn't mean that you have to, Kurt. That's another pointer for the campaign trail. Sorry, I'm kind of sneaking them in as we go.
That's okay.
Sneaking them in as we go.
I don't bow to people. I bend over for them.
Well, right now, I kind of feel like I'm in the position of vulnerability. If we could switch,
yeah,
I might
feel...
Yeah, that's fine.
You know?
All right, let's just kind of shuffle. Let's just kind of shuffle around a little bit. Let me just kind of... Okay, now that we've switched up, I feel a little bit more comfortable. Still not 100%, but are we in a phone booth?
Because I was feeling nostalgic for a useless piece of technology.
Hey, man, it's not useless. Superman uses it every single day.
Who's Superman?
It's nobody important, to be honest with you. Okay. What? Speaking of superheroes, why don't we... Do you want to jump into the pop culture?
No. This is the segment where we talk about bullshit. Speaking of...
Oh! Bullshit, like Superman.
Yeah,
DC.
Like Superman. You know, hey, I heard this joke about Superman.
Go on.
No, that was it. I just heard a joke.
I heard it. It wasn't, you know, special. I just heard one.
So, it's really hot out here. It's like 3 p.m. and we're in, like, crammed into a phone. It's getting really sweaty. I like it.
It's like the world's sexiest greenhouse.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, it's a small, sexy greenhouse where the only plants that are growing is my cock and Dylan's cock.
And balls.
And balls. And my balls. Yeah. Getting all looped
Although
up.
I feel like at a certain point it's going to get to where it's going to be too much and they're going to want to go back in, up inside. And it's going to kind of be like a reverse situation. They're going to revert. Like, fall's coming. Fall's coming and the winter's coming after that, so...
Oh, okay, so they're going to pull a Bruce Jenner and run away.
Yeah.
Hey, you see, that joke's funny because Bruce Jenner was an athlete and he did running.
I didn't get it before, but now that I do, I'm in a state of total euphoria.
Wow, I bet that was a great joke. So, hey, Dylan, what do you do? What's your thing? Why are you on my show?
Well, I was in a Whataburger eating chicken tendies, and you arrived talking about things that, you know, people usually wouldn't want in San Antonio, and I was like, hey, a chance to be on TV. And I thought, yeah! And now we're here. I don't really have... any other particular reason. I feel like at a certain point, why are we here? We're in Austin. We're in a phone booth. We're not campaigning. I'm totes confused. I thought we came up here to talk to people and say, hey, vote for Kurt. He's like you, kind of.
I have social anxiety, and sometimes.
What's that?
I don't know. I think it's like Battlestar Galactica, but like different. You know?
I understand 100%.
Okay,
cool. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
All right. So, like, my Battlestar Galactica doesn't allow me to, you know, hang out with people. I'm just afraid that, like, if I go out there and I start campaigning, I'm going to look stupid.
I understand that 100% because I have something very similar called depression. It's more commonly known as Star Wars Syndrome.
Yeah,
they recently started calling it that because audiences who have been going to experience the new films have been experiencing a sort of fatigue coming out of the theater, and they go to their doctor, and they're diagnosed with depression. And since so many people have been getting diagnosed post-Star Wars films, they've just decided to rename it Star Wars Syndrome, which makes sense to me.
Yeah. So, medical things aside, I kind of need you to be my hype man. I need you to kind of hype me up so at the end of the day I can go out there and campaign.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah. Gatorade.
I can.
Hey, guys. This is an ad. It's a real ad. I mean... You know, it's an ad
super
for people.
Super real.
It's super real. And, you know, all of our other ads are real, but this one's like, you know, in a way, it's more real. It's more exciting.
We're talking about a podcast over, it's called Action Addiction with Joshua Martinez and Sabrina Sanford, and you can find them over at iTunes Podcasts and Spotify. Check them out. It's pretty great. They talk about action movies and other shit too.
Yeah, they got Kill Bill on there and fucking Hot Fuzz, some Dragon Ball Z shit. Stuff's fun. They're a good duo. They do pretty well on their show. I really like their stuff. And, you know, it's funny enough, they're friends back in high school. So they're a local San Antonio podcast. Take a look. Dylan, you got anything more?
No, just check them out. Make sure you check them out. Don't forget.
All right. And back to the motherfucking show.
I don't know if you can see or not, being as close as we are, but if you look at my right hand, you can see a long scar on my wrist / palm.
Ooh, yeah.
And yeah, you want to know how I got that?
How'd you get?
Cool, because I was gonna fucking tell you anyway.
Do I want to know how you got those scars?
Yes. I was at Austin City Limits, like 20. I don't know, so something in the 2010s. It was several years ago, and I was with Tiger, and we were at a Motel 6.
Who's Tiger?
We just dropped some. Tiger is a friend of mine. He's on Real Diggers. He does Real Diggers.
Okay, yeah.
But he's a friend of mine. Yeah. Anyway, so that's his real name. I don't care what anybody else says. And so we were at Motel 6, and we had just dropped some acid. My first time ever doing it. I think his second or third. And he was going to kind of guide me through my trip.
We
go out, and we had run out of cigarettes, and we went out to the parking lot, and there was a Shell station right at the gas station, but there was a chain-linked fence between the gas station separating the hotel and the gas station, and it would probably be like not even a long, like a half a mile walk to walk around the fence to get to the gas station, but I said, no. Let's go to the chain. Let's just climb the fence. And we go over there, and sure enough, there's a pallet. We climb up the pallet. Tiger's like a shorter, he's not as stout as he used to. He's been working out. He's been losing some weight. But back in the day, he was short, kind of like, you know, like a bowling ball. And I love you, Tiger. And he hops over the fence, no problem, like a fucking ninja, like Beverly Hills Ninja. And I get up there, and I'm a big guy too, but I'm thinking, you know, if he did it, I could fucking do it. And I hop over the fence. I make it over, no problem, I thought. And all of a sudden, I just feel this really warm feeling, and I'm looking down, and there's just blood everywhere.
And it's blood everywhere.
And it's bleeding, and it's all over, and it's dripping onto the ground, and I'm freaking out. And I'm like, dude, I'm about to be tripping balls. Tiger, go into the gas station, get some fucking Neosporin and some Band-Aids. I need it now. And he runs in there. I'm outside, and there's people walking by. I'm just like behind, kind of on the side behind, just kind of hiding my wound, and I'm dripping blood all over the place. It's Austin, you know, people are just kind of looking at me like, oh, must have been stabbed or something.
Keep Austin weird, I guess.
Yeah. Tiger comes out. They didn't have any Neosporin, which to this day I call bullshit. How do you not have Neosporin? Anyway.
I guess you could call it an inconvenience store.
Yeah. It was very inconvenient because what he brought out was baby wipes and Band-Aids. Yeah.
What?
So he's like, yeah, that'll work, right? That'll work. Yeah, sure, bro. Fuck you. That'll work, I guess. And so we go back to the hotel room, and we're like 15, 20 minutes into this, just taking it. So it's going to kick in soon.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm cleaning with the baby wipes. And it isn't stinging or anything. Like, I don't feel, like, usually you'd think, I don't know if I'm still in shock or if that's the acid kicking in slowly. But all I know is that I get one Band-Aid on, two Band-Aids on, three Band-Aids on, and all of a sudden I look in the mirror and I'm fucking ripping, dude. Oh, man. And Tiger told me, he's like, don't look at yourself like in the eyes or in the mirror.
Oh, never do
that. That's the first thing that happened the first time I tripped acid.
Never do that.
After I was in the middle of cleaning a wound in the bathroom. I couldn't help myself. And I just stared at myself, just kind of hauntingly. And Tiger left the room. And I don't know how long I was there for, but I just kind of stared and stared. And he came back in, and everything else was great. Never went to the doctor, never got any stitches, never got any infection medication. And my wound was fine. Was it the acid? You decide.
Yeah. Wow. That's an incredible
true
story.
That's 100%. No, that is 100% true story.
I believe it. I believe you guys are doing some dumb shit like that. That's a great scar you have. Well, hey Thank guys who are listening. Yesterday, my butthole was itchy. And also, this is a podcast.
Don't forget this is a podcast, you fucking wanker.
Yeah, and Dylan, do you know what we do on this podcast?
Excuse me?
What? Go away! Go away!
Are you going to be much longer in the phone booth?
Yes, it takes about 2 hours to record a podcast. Go away, I'm the president.
What do you need to be in the bloody... Why do you need to be in the bloody phone booth for 1 hour? I've got to call my mate.
Why are you British?
Piss off. I'm finding another fucking phone booth.
I'll fucking throw tea in your harbor, if you know what I'm talking about.
Kurt, it appears that he's gone. He's walking away.
Okay, cool. I think the tea comments, you know. Okay, yeah, so what we do on this podcast is we talk about pop culture news. Yeah, and this has been a huge week. I mean, it was like E3 followed by fucking Comic-Con. It's a fucking great month for fucking pop culture out here.
It was such great things. We haven't had any official Marvel announcements in several years. We kind of all knew for a while where things were going to head. We knew Endgame was going to happen. We knew Spider-Man 2 was going to happen. I'm sorry, Spider-Man Far From Home. I don't want to disrespect Sam Raimi like that. but we all knew they were coming. And after Spider-Man, we had to wait about a month. But boy, we got a treat. We got a fucking treat, man. We got a treat.
It was a good fucking movie. And honestly... If I wasn't
I'm talking about the announcements. Fuck the fucking movie, man. I don't care. It's never about with Marvel. I really like the movie. No disrespect. I like the movie. But with Marvel, dude, honest to God, I think I get more excited about learning what's coming out. And then the movie comes out and I'm like, that was great. But the announcements are my favorite part because I just get hyped as fuck.
You know what else is coming out?
The oh no, don't say.
My balls. It's hot. Just the balls. I'm not taking my dick out. I promise.
Mine are kind of regressing at this point.
No, mine are.
I wish we would have.
Mine are like straight up to my knees right now. Look at this. Look at this. I can just. It's like Laffy Taffy. I don't
want to see... Oh my God! No. Oh. What was that?
Those are called some balls, sir.
You need to go to a doctor.
I am a doctor. A doctor?
No, you're running for president. So you're a doctor, gamer, running for president? What the fuck, Kurt?
I'm a doctor of presidency.
What did Florida do to you? What? What?
Florida fried my brain. Gator sauce, yes.
I don't think Florida fried the brain. I think the meth from Florida fried your brain.
No, that was bath salts. Meth is...
Right. Meth is Albuquerque.
Meth is you can do better. You know, good old refined PCP. That's what I'm talking about.
I have this guy in Philadelphia who smokes PCP. His name's Rickety Cricket. That guy's a fucking riot, man.
Isn't he from that show?
What show? This is real life.
Always Sunny in Delaware.
It's Always Sunny in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. No, it's... Baltimore, a city of... I'm reading my notes here. It says degenerates. Oh, no, Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, shit. Well, I have an actual textbook here about Baltimore, very esteemed, from Pearson. And it actually does use degenerates. It says here.
Oh, okay.
All right. The official state motto, I'm pretty sure the official state motto is, if you're not here, you're lucky.
Hey, Dylan, so you know those movies we're talking about? What movies, what Marvel films do we have coming out? Can you list all of them off of the top of your head, like an improv podcast?
All right.
You do.
100% I can. Do you want the movies and the TV shows, or just the movies, or just the TV shows?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool, because I got them all. All right, to start off, we're going to get Black Widow in May of 2020. Get ready, everybody, because nobody asked for that.
No.
Like, maybe 10 years ago we did when Iron Man 2 was a thing, but who gives a shit now? She's dead. And if you don't know that and you're listening to this, fuck you. It's the highest grossing film of all time.
Oh, I was supposed to say,
under a rock.
I was supposed to say spoiler alert, right?
No, at this, honest to God, at this point, that no spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Avengers Endgame, you either don't give a shit or you're homeless. And if you're homeless and you're listening to this, why do you have an iPhone? Go sell your iPhone and get some food.
I've seen a large amount of homeless people with smartphones, by the way.
I honest to God, though, like in real talk, I know this isn't a real talk podcast, but I think they need them in this day and age. I think even if you're homeless, you need some kind of smart device to really stay up to date. Because what if you're trying to get a job? How else are you going to, you know, get calls or get interview information if you don't? Because everybody operates on those devices through emails, text messages, phone calls.
Tinder,
everything is done on smartphones.
Tinder for heroin.
Homeless Tinder.
Tinder, but for heroin. Homelesses. We got
heroinder?
Yeah, heroinder. I will be platforming that as one of my things, president. I got this.
You know what else you should platform is Marvel movies releasing in the United States the same day as Europe? Fuck you, Europe. Why are you getting Marvel movies a week before we are? You know how hard it is to avoid spoilers on Reddit and shit?
Yeah,
it's hard as shit.
We created Stan Lee. Fuck off.
Yeah, we fucking created Stan Lee, or, you know, the immigrants who moved here and had Stan Lee did. I don't fucking know.
They're Jewish.
We're all immigrants. Just kidding.
I mean, if you want to talk Ice Bridge, then yes, technically we all are immigrants, but, you know. All right, so what's another?
Okay, so after... I wish that this was a visual, but it's okay. After Black Widow happens, we're going to have another movie at the end of 2020. We're getting The Eternals, and that is a cosmic film that is going to have Angelina Jolie,
Bill Cosby,
Gianni,
and
Bill Cosby's going to be in it.
Sharon Tate, the late Sharon
Tate. The late Sharon Tate. Bill Cosby's actually got a deal with the prison, and he's doing his mocap in his cell.
Yeah,
they're letting him take his, instead of, you know, yard time, they're just bringing the crew in for the new Eternals movie, and they're allowing Bill Cosby to do his mocap in his cell.
I heard the warden allowed them to paint the entire cell green, so it could be,
yeah, and the only reason why is because the warden kind of looks like Stan Lee, and they said, you know, yeah, we could probably give you a cameo.
We need a new cameo person. Our last one died.
We'll pull a Star Wars Rogue One, and we'll just CGI Stan's face over your body, because close enough. You're close enough.
Same height. You're Jewish.
Yeah. And so after, or around the same time, we're getting a TV show on the new Disney Plus streaming service. Not a sponsor. Falcon. Not a fan either, you fucks. We're getting Falcon and the Winter Soldier, but you know damn well I'm going to subscribe when that comes out, because I got to know my Marvel. I got to know what's happening.
Same.
Those tricksy little bastards and their fucking schemes.
Money.
Money, man. Money. So that's three. After that, we're going to get my iPhone out because I'm having a brain fart, and we're going to look up the release calendar. But I have another one. After that, we're getting WandaVision. We're getting WandaVision in spring. I don't even need the phone.
Right, we talked about WandaVision on I think a couple episodes ago. Yeah, yeah, that seems
so
exciting.
WandaVision,
right?
And that's going to tie direct. Yeah, it seems great because the Olsen sister, she's cute, but and very powerful. Like in the movie,
yes.
I don't know, she's probably really powerful in real life. They do training and shit. But anyway, the movie that's going to tie in with is the second Doctor Strange film, The Multiverse of Madness. And goddamn, boy, I'm hyped, boy.
Yeah,
I'm hyped.
I wasn't a huge fan of the last Doctor Strange, the first one.
I wasn't. Yeah, same here.
Honestly, acid would only do good things for you in one part of that movie.
And that's the very end.
Yeah, no.
No, yeah.
Well, no. What about the scene where he, like, goes into the fucking dimension world or whatever?
That was dope.
Yeah, but the rest of the fucking thing, you're like, ugh. All right.
Meh.
Doctor Strange.
After that, We're getting, come on, Dylan. We're getting a Loki TV show in fall of 2021 or spring of 2021, sometime in 2021.
Graphic art is also, my passion.
Graphic art was not the passion of whoever designed the Loki logo.
Dude, it literally looks terrible. It looks like some sort of fucking punk rock collage thing. It's god awful.
It's awful. It looks like they took a letter from a bunch of, you know what it looks like? It looks like a really professional, like the most professional fucking kidnapper has Photoshop skills, and instead of cutting out like magazine pages, he's like, I'm going to do it in Photoshop. And it looks like he took a bunch of different clippings and put them together. And that's what the Loki logo looks like. It's terrible. Anyway, moving on, we have Loki, and then after Loki comes out, we have a couple of other movies in 2021. We have Doctor Strange, we have...
What If,
the TV show What If, that'll be out in 2021 in the fall. That's going to be interesting. We're having different, just like the television title suggests, we're going to have different stories for the same characters that we've seen before in the movies, but it's going to be animated, voiced by the same actors. We're gonna get female Captain America. We Ooh. Might get some Marvel. We might get some Marvel zombies in there.
Oh, that was there's a little comic thing. Series. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I'm excited for that. But anyway, What If? It's not gonna be consequential to the overall cinematic universe, but it'll be a fun thing to watch and check out. What else do we have? We
Blade.
Have some other stuff. Blade. We don't have a release date for Blade, but we have Mahershala Ali is going to be playing Blade, and when you've got an Academy Award-winning actor coming on to the MCU, that's always a win. We're excited to see him. I'm sure that Kevin Feige is excited to have him.
I loved it.
We're all excited.
I loved it when Blade guy said, "Float like a bee and sting like a chair."
But like a butterfly.
Yeah, that
sting one. Like a butterfly.
Sting like a butterfly. Got it. Yeah.
That's Mahershala Ali.
Yeah, you know, famous boxer.
Famous boxer, dodged the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
He's kind of old now to be playing Blade, though. In fact, I think he might be dead.
You don't know that. You weren't there.
I wasn't, but I also wasn't there for Michael Jackson's death, and I'm pretty sure that he... Oh, my God, is Michael Jackson not dead?
If he isn't... He's probably molesting Macaulay Culkin again.
If Michael Jackson touches Macaulay Culkin one time, I'm going to hunt him down and I'm going to bury him again. Macaulay Culkin's a national treasure and we all love him and he's doing so much better. Everybody leave Macaulay alone.
What if Michael Jackson didn't die? He just turned black again? Oh, we also have, speaking of black people, we have Black Panther 2.
That's happening, yeah, and we also have Fantastic Four happening, and
Four, more like Fantastic Boar. Oh!
Pew, 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 pew,
pew, pew, pew, pew.
It's true, though. Fucking those movies are terrible, but maybe the Marvel Cinematic Universe can actually fucking get them right for once.
Maybe. We also have news about X-Men, maybe.
We had one word, Kurt, and it was mutants.
Mutants.
And he said, I can't talk to you about mutants. And that was the news for X-Men.
There you go. But we know for sure Ryan Reynolds is going to be... Well, Ryan Reynolds just leaked a photo on Instagram, he's teasing that he's gonna be in Phase 5.
No shit, dude. I'm gonna pull this up real quick. I totally need to see this.
Oh yeah.
I'm starting to swell up a little bit. Oh yeah. If Deadpool's in Phase 5, then he could just talk shit about everything.
Yeah, and then maybe if they have a What If series for him, he can kill everyone, which. You know, one of the best comics ever written was Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
So whenever you see this here, if you zoom in, it says who leaked ? 5 years ago, and 5 is underlined.
Yeah.
Do you think that he's saying like the next Deadpool movie is going to be in 5 years, and they're going to be asking like who leaked the announcement 5 years ago? It's a meta joke within the announcement.
Yeah, I think the 5 years means that Phase 5.
2024, but see, phase four ends in 2021.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear that fart?
That was a good fart.
Thank you.
That was a good fart. Not as good as the farts that they've been just churning out over at DC.
We don't talk about DC on this podcast unless Gabe wants to defend a god awful fucking movie studio. Oh, HBO.
Gabe, this is the second time that your name has come up in a negative connotation. Fuck you, Gabe.
Speaking of dong cock, DC dong cock. Yeah, that's a funny
dong cock,
joke.
Dong cock.
we have Watchmen. Did you see the trailer for the new Watchmen?
I did, and I'm excited, and Dr. Manhattan is back, baby.
A lot of people are saying they're pissed off about like not a lot of the other characters are showing up, but I'm cool with that cuz
that's not true though.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to be, I mean, obviously Rorschach's dead, spoiler alert. So you can't really bring him back. I don't like half of the other characters. I mean, Ozymandias, I don't know what he's doing, but...
But he's back.
But, like, the cool thing about it is that, like, they're kind of going for the Minutemen thing. If you've ever read the Minutemen comics, or, like, the Minutemen... Yeah. So they're kind of going
for... Watchmen before the Watchmen.
Yeah, they're kind of going for, like, a Minutemen thing, and I really like that because a lot of the characters in there had some really fucked up backstories that, like, actually really good. Captain Planet, dude.
What? Captain Planet?
Yeah. You know, he's part of the...
Don Cheadle? Don Cheadle's Captain Planet.
Yeah, Captain Planet. He's a watchman. He watches men.
He watches the Watchmen. Oh, shit. It's Captain Planet.
Oh, shit.
Captain Planet!
Hey, and with that, I guess the news is over. We will be back after the short break.
Woo! We got a new product here that we'd love to share with you, and if we think it's going to satisfy your needs, we took it to Shark Tank, but they said that they wouldn't ever accept it in a million years. But we'd like to share it with you guys. And you can call in if you'd like to purchase it for the low price.
What is it, Dylan?
Oh, well, okay. It is. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's an attachment for your dishwasher, and it's a dildo that goes in your dishwasher. And you can turn on your dishwasher while it's out, and it kind of spins the dildo.
Ooh.
And when you put your dick in it, and
you put
you
your dick
like
in the dildo?
Yeah, in the... Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not a dildo. It's like the reverse dildo. What do you call those?
A fleshlight?
That's the fleshlight. And you put your dick in the fleshlight, not in the dildo. That would be... I don't know how you would do that.
Some people are into it, okay? You know?
And that's a product that I'd love to talk to you about. I've used it, and boy howdy, it's... something else. Your hand was your best friend. Your dishwasher is going to be your new best friend.
I'm just saying, is it inclusive to gay bottoms as well? Do they have a spinning dildo that you shove in there,
yeah,
too?
Absolutely. There is a... We almost forgot. Thank you, Kurt. There is a spinning dildo attachment, and we also have a lock on it, so that way if you're more of a non-spinny guy, you can do that, too. But in that case, why are you putting it on the dishwasher? It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, who wouldn't want to fuck a dishwasher? Am I right? So, like, it's like, you know, that one movie where people fuck her, where they fuck robots.
Exactly. And we also have, you know, voice add-ons. We've hired professional porn stars to come in and do some voices for the dishwashers. And you can program them into – if you have a smart dishwasher, you know, this is within the last few years. You have to have one of the newer models, but we have updates. And these updates provide sensual, sexual voices from some of the top talent in the industry today.
Here's an example. I'll clean your dishes. And.
Oh, dirty boy. Give me those plates. Let me put them in the wash.
So, call now. Dylan, do you remember the name of this corporation that we are supporting on this show?
Oh, well, the corporation, so they have many products, and the corporation is actually called, let me, hang on, I have the page here somewhere. Give me 1 second. Let me just get, I had it 2 seconds ago. Yeah, okay, this, the corporation, it's called Sex Toys, Wouldn't You Want It, Really Good Boy. It's, they abbreviate it as just Sex Toys Incorporated, but the really long title, it's in here. Sex Toys, Wouldn't You Really Want It, Boy, but they, under professional stock, you can buy stock in this company, by the way, it's Sex Toys Incorporated, check them out. They actually own the sex store here in San Antonio, Love, Love, Wouldn't You Want to Have a Dove in the Bedroom, because, bruv, we have it all. So shove it up your ass, because the butt plugs, it's a really long, I don't have time to go through it all.
It's a big sign.
It's a big sign, and it's printed on a giant black cock.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's right next to the airport. As soon as you fly into San Antonio, you see a big black penis with this title that I absolutely remember.
Yes. So, I'm having feedback issues. No, what's happened?
So buy this thing, and back to the show. So Dylan, there's this guy trying to get into our phone booth right now. He's knocking.
Hey man, what are you doing in there, man? You been in there? I've been watching you from the cafe across the way. I've been sipping my cafe, and I saw you, and I was like, man, those guys have been in there for a while. Kind of peculiar, kind of like a Brokeback Mountain situation. I'm cultured. I've seen the movies. And I came over, and I said, hey, man, what's up?
Do you wanna come in?
That's kind of an odd request, but sure, I'll squeeze in there with you.
All right, yeah.
Excuse me, pardon me. Yeah, can we just pardon me for just a second? I'm just gonna kind of squeeze. Oh, hello there. Hey, all right, and now we're okay.
Well, at least it was like pretty. It was pretty painless, right? Because we're all lubed up with sweat right now. So you just kind
of. Oh yeah, it wasn't too bad. I've actually got a lot of. I've got a lot of sweat as well.
Oh, okay.
I'm not used to the weather here. I don't like it here. It's very humid, and it's not like, you know, it's humid and very hot, like in the hundreds, and I don't like it.
Aren't you from Australia? I'm from New Zealand.
What was that?
Australia.
Yeah, no, I fucking heard you, man. Say it one more fucking time.
Australia.
No, I'm not from fucking Australia. I'm from fucking New Zealand, you fuck.
Ah, same thing.
Oh, I bet they're not the same thing. They're too. Did you know that New Zealand's actually a different fucking continent, you wank? You fucking. You know what? It's not even a big deal. I don't care. We're going to talk about something else. I was over there at the cafe, and I heard you talking about the new Marvel movies, and I thought, that's interesting, because guess who's going to be directing a new one? Taika Waititi. Guess where he's from?
Africa?
No. No, he's from fucking New Zealand, you fucking amateur. You called yourself... I heard you over there at the cafe. I heard you call yourself a podcast. What kind of podcast doesn't do its research, man?
Actually, I'm a president. Or
Yeah, no, he's a president. He's a president. Yeah. He's not... No, I fucking heard him. I know he's a... I heard him. What's a president, man?
It's like the chief of police, but bigger. It's... like a comptroller.
So he's like the captain?
The captain of the peoples. I'm the captain now.
So he's like the... Okay, I get you, right?
I mean, I haven't been elected yet, but you should treat me like a president.
Oh, you're like... So you're not a president. You're just some regular man talking about Taika being from Africa. That's very disrespectful.
You know
That's
what
very
else?
Disrespectful.
You know what else is disrespectful? Your dad's butthole.
Kurt, please. He's a visitor from a different country. You can't be treating him like that. You got to give him a little bit of respect. And who the hell is this?
Oh,
who the hell are you?
That's Dylan.
Why does he keep butting into our conversation? I think that you and I have a beef, and I don't want this pudgy little bastard back here butting in. And what the fuck did you just say? Did you? I just called you a pudgy fuck, you fuck.
If anything, he's been butting into me, if you know what I mean.
Kurt.
What?
He's been butting... I'm you don't have to tell him about the dick and the butt and the butt and the dick. What is this talk about butts and dicks? Hey, I don't want any butts and dick.
What's your name? Sir?
Is my
it,
name?
Is it mate? G'day. Hello there. I'm from Australia. Is that your name?
No, it's not fucking... It's not. You better watch yourself. You better keep me tip to tip, because if you don't keep me tip to tip, I'm going to find you.
What are you going to do? Throw some kiwi birds and kookaburras at me?
Yeah, you just wait till you turn around, you fucking American.
You going to anyway, go cook me on the barbie?
Yeah, I'm going to fucking cook you somewhere. Anyway, my name. Would you like to know my name? It's pretty cool. My name is Cornelius Copperbottom. I know it's not very common from New Zealand, but my family's actually from a traveling circus. My grandfather was in a freak show, and the reason why, he had that disease where he had all the hair over his body, but it skipped my generation, so I'm 100% normal New Zealand.
Oh, so you mean to say that your dad was Arminian?
Well, yeah, but that's just coincidental. The fact that he was Armenian doesn't have anything to do with his hairy situation.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Kurt, why must you incite conflict with the Australian? I'm not fucking Australian, you fucking...
See, you know what? One of my platform things is that we're gonna go to New Australia, we're gonna take it over... And we're going to create a puppet government run by wombats.
You know, I wish I could be upset about that, but honest to God, I feel like whatever you have planned with the wombats would be leagues better than what we have over there right now. Why do you think I'm here in America, man? You think I came over here because I like it? I fucking hate it over here. It's hot, it's humid, and there's a bunch of assholes like you and the fat one here behind me. I don't like any of it.
You know the great thing about being an asshole? Is that we also have them, assholes. Yeah, hey.
You know what? Yeah, we've all got assholes, and if you don't shut the fuck up, I'm about to take the knife that's in me back pocket, and I'm gonna shove it straight up yours where the sun don't shine.
That sounds really kinky.
It is kinky.
Yeah.
But it's also very painful.
Well, that's also kinky. Come on. You're not helping yourself here. So, Mr. Copperbottom, yeah?
That's right, yeah, Copperbottom, Cornelius Copperbottom.
So, right now, I'm trying to campaign for president, and, I need some help, I need some pointers. Are you, like, qualified in anything that could help me?
What was your name again? Was it Kurt?
Yeah, Kurt.
Kurt, are you fucking kidding me? I just came in here, I didn't even know what a president was 5 minutes ago.
Well, that's okay. You know, Jimmy Carter wasn't that smart.
I don't know. And who's Jimmy Carter, man?
I don't know either. I just heard him.
Oh, bruv, you don't know Jimmy Carter?
No, he...
Well, then why'd you bring up Jimmy Carter? I don't know fucking Jimmy Carter.
I was trying to sound smart!
Well, you didn't sound smart, but that's because you were raised by the American education system.
Shut
over
up,
in New
cunt.
Zealand, we get we say cunt all the time. That's not even as offensive as you thought it would be, you stupid bastard.
Shut up, faggot. Haha.
We also use that one. We're not nearly as uptight as you Americans are over New Zealand. We don't have any of those negative connotations of the history. We're fine over there. Call us anything you want. Cunt, cocksucker, you can call us anything you want over in New Zealand.
Mr. Copperbottom.
Yeah?
Are you sure you don't have any expertise at campaigning?
All right.
Are you just dabbing?
I'll tell you what, man. I'll tell you what, man. I'll give you some of my advice that my father gave to me about being a successful man in an unsuccessful world. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go out there and grab them by the balls. And you make sure that none of them feel that you're from Australia or Armenia. Because both of those countries are terrible countries.
I read in an article that you're supposed to grab them by the pussy.
That is...
That's a nasty cough you got there, Mr. Copperbottom.
I have cancer, you asshole.
Oh, me too. I have cancer in my asshole.
This guy back here... Excuse me, pudgy one. Dylan, your friend has a weird infatuation with assholes.
I mean, I'm gay.
Like, he's brought him up like an unnatural... Oh, that makes more sense. All right, moving on from the asshole part. I'm glad I'm not dick to butt with him. Sorry, Dylan.
It's fine. It's kind of a... we've been here a while.
It's a bro thing.
We came here for something else, camp. I can vaguely remember it, but now we're stuck in the phone booth, and there's three of us. And it's not even Three's Company. It's just really uncomfortable, and I don't know what else to do, and I really just want to get the hell out of here, because I'm really claustrophobic, and I don't like it.
It's also very hot.
Hey, man. Hey, Kurt. I think your friend there is a little uncomfortable being in this phone booth, man.
Dylan, do you want to go outside? I mean, we could start campaigning. Let's go outside. Dylan. Is that a yes? Dylan, goddammit!
Yes, God, get out of here!
All right, let's get out.
I just feel the heat. It's so goddamn hot. And the New Zealand guy won't shut the fuck up about New Zealand.
Yeah, fuck New Zealand. Hey, America, I just stepped out of phone booth. Yeah, I'm gonna be your president. I'm a big old faggot.
Yeah, he's a bit... Wait, what?
I like butts.
That's right. He likes it. He likes the butts. Come and vote for him, bruv. He's the biggest man on campus. We gotta go and we gotta get all the votes. Welcome to Austin. Keep it weird, baby. Yeah, go to the cafe. Get some fucking coffee, bruv, and toast to the new PS of USA. That's the president, bitch. Oh, yeah. Welcome, Kurt.
Yeah. Oh,
vote for him.
I run on a platform where I love kids. That's our plan. I love kids. All of your children, love them. Even if they're not your kids, I will also love them.
Oh, no. All right, bruv. That's where I'm going to head out. I cannot be associated with the kids.
America first.
Have a good day.
But the children before them, like right in front of me, children. We love children. I love children. I'm also gay. President. Vote. Kurt.
Oh.
Was that good?
Do you remember, back at the Whataburger, we were talking about things that would be successful versus things that maybe not so much.
You said awesome recall to things... saying that I'm a faggot.
That first part was great.
Okay,
that was
yeah.
a great intro. Not gonna lie. Everybody kind of turned and looked at you and they were like, one of us, one of us. I felt like a chant might have started. But then you went into the second thing. Do you know what I'm talking about, Kurt? The thing with the kids, Kurt?
Oh, I love kids, though. That's like my platform, you know?
And that's okay. That's okay to, like, love kids that are your own kids. Like, as a parental kind of love, or maybe some nieces and nephews. But the way that you made it sound was not that way.
Should I said it like, fuck, kids... They're great.
No,
I love them.
No. See, those two words should never follow each other.
Kids, I want them inside of me.
Somehow that's worse. You've made it worse somehow. You know, why don't you just stop with the kid thing? Move past it. Oh, God. Okay, move past it. Move past the kids thing. Let's pick a different subject. What's something that you could really jump on? Other than kids.
Elf, I believe that all Americans should have free access to enemas.
Okay, that's not a terrible platform. It just kind of feels misconstrued. Like, who's the audience for that?
Faggots.
Right, okay. Well, then we're definitely in the right city. Let's go up down the street. Everybody! Free enemas for everyone!
9/11 is sometimes real.
Okay, now we're back to the other thing where we're talking about what's good versus what. See, I don't feel like, who's your campaign manager, man? Who the hell's managing your campaign?
That'd be Gabe.
All right. Once again, we get back to this Gabe character. This Gabe person. Fuck you, Gabe. What are you doing? I feel like Gabe might be working for your enemy, man, because your enema. Because he's clearly setting you up for failure. All the things that he's been trying to get you to say.
My mom
Nobody's going to want to vote for you.
My mom said I'm already a failure.
Well, I agree. Your mom is right. 100%. You listen to your mom. You're right, Mrs. Burkhart. He's a fucking failure. Where's your mom? She hasn't supported you on this campaign trail, has she? Because you keep running around talking about enemas and butt sex.
But, oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here, try this one out. Sandy Hook was bad. Vote for
That's
me.
That's good. People like to hear that. People like to be reassured that Sandy Hook, it's not good. It's a bad thing.
I think the Holocaust wasn't great.
Okay.
Vote for President Kern.
Maybe the Holocaust wasn't just not great. But maybe you go around and tell people the Holocaust was terrible, one of the worst, if not the worst. What I think I'm trying to get down to, I'm trying to boil down to, is your phrasing. You know, you're going around, you got a campaign, people are going to pick at your words. Like, you know, Donald Trump, he didn't have to say, grab him by the pussy. He could have said, you know, caress them by the cooch.
Caress them by the cooch, and also the balls.
No! These are examples. Let me choose a different. Oh, Jesus Christ. Gabe, I am so sorry. I think that you have your work cut out for you. I don't think that you're doing this intentionally at all. I think that you just have a piece of clay that refuses to be molded.
Always wipe your dick after you pee. Vote for Kurt for president.
I don't think I can help you.
Hey, you over there, your mom's gay.
No, your mom's gay. Your mom goes to college.
Hey, your mom has a face, and that face, it's gay.
Hey, who are those two guys walking down the sidewalk talking about campaigning? Would you tell them to shut the fuck up?
Eat my asshole, please, actually. I crave...
Hey. Well, fuck you, why don't you eat my asshole?
How much? Is it free?
It's 100% free, baby. Come across the street, let's fucking do this.
All right. Hey, Dylan, I'm gonna go eat this dude's ass. I'll be back in a bit, and then we'll come back to the show, okay?
Yeah, hurry up. Run across the street, you little fucking pantsy slut. Come on.
Yeah, I'm coming, bitch. Hey, guys, it's... What's my name again? Oh, Kurt. Yeah. Hey, yeah. It's me. Today we are sponsored by a shoe company, and the shoes that we're selling, they're only designed for people with no feet.
Go ahead and. Could you share with us how the product works, please, Kurt?
They're like condoms for your stubs, but bigger.
What material? What's the material that these are made of? Is it like a latex, like a condom, like you said?
No. They have two different materials. They have Teflon and titanium grade 16 steel.
Visible confusion. I have visible confusion. I'm very confused. And this is comfortable. Is there like a lining in the shoe for these nubbies?
What's a lining?
Like a lining. Like is there cotton or wool? Maybe some cashmere.
Oh no! It's just straight Teflon or steel. I mean, you don't have feet, so you don't have to worry about having your feet be comfortable. You know.
Right. Okay. And how much do these? How much would a pair of these run?
$12.
You get it? Run. $12. That's it.
Just $12.
That's not bad. That's not. All right. So, and what's the name of this product and the company?
Oh yeah. So I'm gonna read the sponsor copy now. Let me get it out.
Yeah.
All right. Got it.
Huh.
Come by Mr. Sporty McSport, I don't have feet store. God, my feet aren't here. I need shoes. We custom make these shoes without the use of feet.
So come on down, because if you want a custom nub fit, then you must acquit. I don't.
If the nub glove fits, then you must.
And don't forget to follow OJ Simpson on Twitter at the I don't fucking know. It's fucking
at White Bronco 1998.
It's the real OJ 20 something. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, this ad just a cover for promoting OJ's Twitter.
Go follow him and just retweet accusations of him murdering his totally innocent. Just go harass OJ Simpson. Okay, I'm sorry. Like, you can't put that. You can't put that in the podcast.
Oh, absolutely. So guys,
That's fucking slander, dude. You can't put that in there.
My dick's soft, so we need to go back to the podcast. So I'll see you guys again. Remember, Sporty Mix Sports store and OJ Simpson. Bye.
Bye. Good morning, Vietnam. We're here drinking Sing Ta. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Chinese beer. Good morning, Beijing. We got Sing Tao and Kurt. What is this again? What are we on again?
It's a beer. Oh yeah, this is a for all of you.
This is a podcast.
Yeah, this is a podcast, guys.
It's a podcast, you fucking idiots.
Hey, you know, sorry, I forget. You know, you talk.
No, not you. I'm talking to the audience. I'm berating the audience because they keep looking for the video on the iPhone and they're not finding it.
Oh yeah, this is a podcast. Is an audio only medium. You goddamn cucks. You fucking bastard cuck sucks. You goddamn pieces of shit. I fucking want to slap my titties all over your grandma's ass.
Fuck you! Just because you ate my ass doesn't mean you get to call me a cuck all the way over there across the street.
Thank you for letting me eat your ass.
Oh, yeah, thanks for eating it. Have a good day.
Bye, sir. Keep Austin weird.
I almost forgot that you went and did that.
Yeah, you know, that was fun. That's what we call in the podcast a break, you know? Usually I go, like, take a dump or something, but this time I was, you know...
Eating ass.
Yeah, like, you know, it's kind of like taking a dump, but, like, you know, not really.
So...
Beer!
Cha-ching, cha-chow. The cha-ching, chow. Beer.
Sing, Sing Tao.
Yeah, if you really want to find it, it's Sing Tao, but you won't because it's not great.
Yeah, it's alright. I mean, like... I like it better than Sapporo. I like it better than Pacifico.
I've never had those beers.
Oh, okay. I forget. He's our obligatory I'm not a beer guy this week.
Yeah, I don't like beer, so fuck it. Seeing Tao, Bud Light, doesn't matter. I won't like it.
So we do a thing on this podcast called the Finger Scale, where we rate our beer drinking experience via the use of, I guess, fingers that designate how you feel about the beer. Do you want me to go first
Should
and tell
I go?
You how? No, I'll tell you. All
right. I'll go.
All right, give it a shot.
Okay. Xing Tao, I guess it's a smooth beer. It's a hoppy beer. It's got stuff in it. I don't fucking know. I'm not a beer guy. But if I'm going to give it a fingers, I'm going to give it one finger, one middle finger right to the label. I hate this. I hate beer, and I hate China, and I hate Chinese beer even more.
Well, at least you don't hate Chinese people. That's cool.
No, the people are fine. It's the ideology that I can't get behind.
Ah, you mean reverse communism?
No, it's just communism.
Well, that's really funny that you say that, because it's not. Because gator sauce to myself. Sorry.
Gator sauce.
Gator sauce. Oh yeah. By the way, if you didn't know, if someone says gator sauce, that means you just switch topics. Speaking of which, I think the fourth wall just fell down again.
Whoops.
Right now, Xing Tao. You know, like I said, I like it as much as I like Sapporo, but a little bit better. To be honest, I'm gonna give it, I'm gonna do the Spock hands on both hands. And then I'm gonna shove my thumb in the little, what's this called? The weenus? My weenuses?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do the Ninja Turtle handshake, because...
I wish that everybody could see what he's doing right now, because it's something quite magical.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing the Ninja Turtle handshake right now with my... And I'm shaking them. And that's how I feel about the beer. Overall, it's a good beer. It's actually worth the price of the 10-pack. I mean, of the 6-pack. You know, most beers, you have them like $12. And you're like, fuck that. This is worth the fucking $8.99. It's worth it.
There's a reason why it was $8.99.
Yeah, you know, because it's not great, but, like, it's drinkable. I mean, it's fine.
Better water's drinkable, but it's not my favorite.
What is?
I said water's drinkable, but that doesn't make it my favorite.
Well, you need to stay hydrated, you stupid bitch.
I'm hydrated as fuck, you amateur.
I'm not an amateur. You're an amateur.
I am. Yeah.
Well, guys, so it comes to the time of the show where we give our butt plugs, our plugs. This week, I've been Kurt. You can follow me at Kurt DeHurt on Twitter. You can follow Gabe at GasVia. And you can find us on Instagram at SauceGator. And Dylan, take it away.
This has been Dylan Bamba representing Real Diggers. You can find us on YouTube. That's Real with two E's, like a film reel. You can find me on Instagram at Real Weird With It. That's Real the regular way, just to confuse you guys. You can check out our videos. We have them every Sunday at 7 a.m. And we'd love it if you stop by and drop us a watch.
We'll link all of their social media and whatnot in our...
I should probably kind of explain, yeah, just like in
what
a
do you
second.
Do?
Yeah,
do?
We talk about old kind of cult movies, not necessarily cult classics, but maybe some hard to find B movies, C movies, D movies, even some F movies. They fucking suck, some of them do. But we talk about them, and they're great, and we think you'll really enjoy it, and you might find some new movies that you can show your friends while you're drunk.
It's actually a pretty good show. I like it a lot. I've seen like the first and second episode. Pretty good stuff.
Oh, thank you, Kurt.
Welcome. You've listened to like half of a podcast. Good job.
I have. It was good. It was a good half.
Thank you.
They had us in the first half, not gonna lie.
Hey, look, memes. Well, that brings us to the end of the show. So I must say, good night, New York.
Good night, Atlanta. I remembered.
It was good morning.
Let's do that again.
It was good morning.
Good morning, Atlanta.
Good night. Good night, New York.
And good morning, Atlanta.
There we go. All right. Go fuck your husband or wife, because you need to cleanse your soul from listening to the show. Bye, everyone.